Representative Barry Loudermilk, partisan J6 committee deleted over 100 encrypted files before GOP took House majority. By Wendell Hasebo on January 22, 2024. The partisan January 6 committee deleted more than 100 encrypted files just days before Republicans resumed control of the House. Chair of the House Administration Committee's Oversight Subcommittee Barry Loudermilk, RGA, revealed Monday. The missing files are significant because they might contain information reportedly used to prosecute former President Donald Trump in Fulton County, Georgia. Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, colluded with the committee to obtain information to prosecute Trump, Politico reported on January 10. The partisan committee told lawmakers it lost or does not have much of the information they discovered during their January 6 hearings. Yet, if the Politico report is true, the committee gave Willis the information to prosecute Trump before deleting it. Loudermilk's forensics team identified 117 files that went missing on January 1, 2023. The forensics analysis suggests the committee either deleted or encrypted the files. Loudermilk demanded the passwords for the encrypted files, which could contain interviews and depositions that run contrary to the partisan committee's narrative. It's obvious that the J6 committee went to great lengths to prevent Americans from seeing certain documents produced in their investigation, Loudermilk told Fox News. It also appears that Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney intended to obstruct our subcommittee by failing to preserve critical information and videos as required by House rules. Because the American people have a right to know what happened, he continued. My main goal is to get the truth out there and give the American people the ability to make their own determination on this with facts. Not with preconceived ideas or predetermined narratives, but just the facts of what happened. We do know there was plenty of intelligence that there was going to be an attack on the Capitol. So Secret Service knew of it. The FBI knew of it. Department of Defense had intelligence. Homeland Security had intelligence, he added. That intelligence was sent to the Capitol Police Intelligence Division, but it never got passed on any further. The chief did not know about it. Some Republicans say the reported collusion between the committee and Wills was intended to obscure Willis's discovery in the Trump case, keeping it out of public view. The collusion could upend Willis's prosecution. Breitbart News's Joel Polak has reported, because the evidence was concealed to keep it away from discovery requirements that would allow defense lawyers to see what was shared, and the extent of the collaboration. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.